Many people consider themselves good persons simply because they don't cause harm to others. However, is a person ever truly good just because they are not a monster? Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you'll be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, De Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcellino Ia Sanzaniero. In his book, Father Marcellino shares the testimony of Giuseppe Vitello, a sailor who, despite considering himself a good person, often felt like something wasn't quite right. He struggled to find inner peace. The story takes us back to the summer of 1952. As Giuseppe recalls, "I was a sailor on an oil tanker. One night, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, on the fifth day of navigation, after leaving Gibraltar, something extraordinary happened to me. I was going through a period of restlessness. At night, as always before going to bed, I prayed my prayers, followed by an examination of conscience. In it, I said to myself once again, 'I have never harmed anyone, yet I find no peace. I can't find a girl to make plans for a good marriage.' He eventually drifted into sleep. However, suddenly he woke up, sensing a presence in the cabin. Giuseppe recalls, 'I clearly saw in front of me, in a halo of light, a bearded figure who said to me, "Come and visit me."'" Interestingly, this mysterious visitation did not disturb him. Instead, he peacefully fell back asleep. The following morning, as Giuseppe contemplated the apparition of the bearded man, he concluded that he must have been visited by the patron saint of his hometown, Ponza, Saint Silverius, whose tomb he had visited when he was back home. Now, at this point, Giuseppe had never heard of Padre Pio. After completing his journey, Giuseppe returned to the city of Cagliari on the island of Sardinia, where his family lived. It was here that he had a conversation with Mr. Crispillari, the man in charge of a prayer group. Mr. Crispillari passionately spoke about Padre Pio, expressing that Padre Pio is a great confessor. This piqued Giuseppe's interest, and he began considering a trip to San Giovanni Rotondo to speak with Padre Pio about his restlessness. The opportunity presented itself when Giuseppe's cousin had a wedding near Napoli, not too far from San Giovanni Rotondo. So, the day after the wedding, Giuseppe found himself in San Giovanni Rotondo, booked himself for confession, and patiently waited 8 days before entering the confessional. Now, I don't know about you, but I am always astonished by the amount of time people waited to speak with Padre Pio. It really shows to prove how many people needed and desired his guidance. Padre Pio guided Giuseppe through an examination of conscience. He asked him, "Have you stolen?" To which Giuseppe replied in the negative. However, Padre Pio reminded him, "And during the war, on the occasion of the Allies' landing, you didn't steal?" "Father, it was a necessity," replied Giuseppe, defending his actions. "It wasn't yours to take," said Padre Pio, and then continued, "You don't go to Mass. When you return to land, you visit relatives, but you don't go to Mass." Padre Pio cleansed Giuseppe from all the stains on his conscience. As penance, he instructed him to pray 15 Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees for 15 days. Can you imagine receiving such penance nowadays? I think the most I ever got was 10 Hail Marys. However, Giuseppe finally found some peace. Years later, Giuseppe returned to San Giovanni Rotondo for confession and asked Padre Pio if he was the one who appeared to him that night on the ship. "Yes, it was me," he replied. I called you to make you feel good in life. Captivated by the spiritual atmosphere of San Giovanni Rotondo, Giuseppe decided to become a Third Order Franciscan. On October 4, 1959, he gave his vows in the convent's small chapel. In the meantime, he met a young woman, and one day Padre Pio told him, "Get married, the wedding will be blessed by me." And so it was. End of testimony. Now, this story has inspired me to reflect on God's love for humanity. It is a reminder that God genuinely wants all of us to be saved. Let me clarify what I mean. Giuseppe considered himself a good person, simply because he didn't cause harm. It seems to me that many people today believe they are good, merely because they do not kill or steal. However, as Christians, we are not called to compare ourselves to the worst among us, rather to Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate. So when Giuseppe entered the confessional, through God's loving grace, Padre Pio recounted his sins, as he did many times with others. God allowed Giuseppe to become aware of his sins and omissions, so that he could sincerely repent, change his actions, and become a better person in the state of grace. Even Giuseppe's restlessness is a sign of God's love. If Giuseppe never felt something was wrong, he never would have felt the need to seek Padre Pio's help. In conclusion, this story is another testament to God's boundless love for humanity. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.